the decision by the Bridge Enterprise Board is really kind of a green light for us to continue with the project, and specifically related to, you know, right-of-way acquisitions that are following our early acquisition process, and also to just put the pedal down on design. We really want to be able to have our contractor out working, you know, late fall of 2015 and be done by the end of 2017.
Could you say that now you have the go-ahead to move forward full steam, or does it depend on how much money you can wrangle from different governments along the valley?
I'm not sure I really like the term wrangle, but it certainly has been a bit of a different encounter with our local agency friends to go and ask for money and support in that manner to make this project successful. And yes, we've had some really good success. We still need to keep on it with getting the rest of our, you know, projected revenue.
I noticed there was a letter in one of the Aspen papers saying that Aspen should pay a lot more than $300,000 because of, well, for a variety of reasons. I know that at this point, CDOT has asked Aspen for $300,000. How do you come up with what to ask different local governments along the valley?
This question's come up a couple of times. Certainly the local asks were kind of rounded out around what the aesthetic treatments were and some of the things that really seemed to be beyond the scope of a pure bridge replacement. You know, not to hang anybody on the municipality staff out, but, you know, we did coordinate with them and tried to get a pretty decent picture of what the financial possibilities were and try to tailor it a little bit that way as well.
So you connected ahead of time with representatives from each government to say, hey, what could be most realistic?
Yeah, and we kind of had a dollar amount in line that was really kind of related to the accelerated bridge construction, and we wanted to be able to cover like at least half of the accelerated bridge construction costs.
Have you been heartened by what you've heard from the Upper Valley, that Aspen and Pitkin, at least maybe not at the amount that you're asking for, but at least say we're behind trying to help make this happen?
Oh, yeah. I think really overall it's been very heartening. It's hard to go and make those requests, but everyone really seems to be in favor of the project.
What happens now?
Well, we continue on. There's going to be continued design work. You know, we still have 40% of the design to put together. We're doing some of the right-of-way acquisition under an early acquisition. We have an offer that's been pending for the Shell station that's right on the corner of 6th and Laurel. So we've been communicating with that landowner and expect to make an offer here by the end of the month. You know, it's just a lot of, you know, getting things, the environmental assessment's going to be released in the not-too-distant future. There'll be a public hearing hopefully coming up in early November to get more input and hopefully a decision document, say, April of 2015.
Joe Elson, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
It's my pleasure, Elise.